Good morning. We're glad that you are here this morning. A few announcements we'll make as we get started in worship today. We would like to find out who is in worship.
Good.
The way we do this, you will find a pew pad on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could take this pew pad, write your name down, give us any contact information you choose, and then check the appropriate boxes. That helps us find out a little bit about those who are in worship this morning. We do ask, once it gets to that last person on the pew, once you're done filling it out, if you could send it back to where it got started, that would be helpful. We do ask, once it gets back to that very first person, if you could tear out the pages that were used today so our ushers can collect those at the end of the service. Several announcements that we'll draw your attention to. Sunday afternoon, today's afternoon schedule is a little bit changed. You'll find that listed under the calendar of events. There will be no music rehearsals of any kind this afternoon, but we are having a regular youth schedule, including youth council at 4 o'clock, so we want you to make note of that. Reminder to our youth, our youth camps sign-up period began today and will last for 2 weeks. We have a limited space that's available there at Garden City. We want to make sure that you're going. And so we have 2 weeks to sign up for that. If you have questions, you can talk to me or to Casey about that. Children's camp for all our first through sixth graders. Yes. We are headed to children's camp next or this coming Friday. Friday afternoon, we are headed up to Camp Canoga. You'll find all the information that you need about that on the children's website. And today is the deadline to sign up for children's camp. Next Sunday, we want to take a time in our service for Memorial Day and to recognize those in our congregation who have served in the military. Raymond is going to be putting together a slideshow or a montage of pictures of if you have anyone in your family that is in the church that is a part of the military, we would like to get a picture of them in uniform, either a digital copy or a printed copy. We'll make sure you get those printed copies back. But if that deadline is tomorrow, is that correct? We're going to say yes. I don't see it, but yes, I think the deadline is tomorrow for those pictures, for the picture slideshow next Sunday. On June 4th, very excited to announce this event. The last couple of weeks, Raymond and staff have been working hard with church leaders to put together a brand new event. A disaster relief benefit concert will be held here at College Park on Saturday afternoon, June the 4th, from 5 until 7. Our own praise band from the Recreation Service, APB, as they may be known, will be playing. We'll be having our RAs and GAs are going to be providing a hot dog supper, and we're inviting the entire church and community to come and enjoy a cookout and a concert. And all the money that will be raised will head to Baptist men who are doing work with tornado relief and flood relief throughout the Southeast. And we all know in recent days many people that we know and that we love have been impacted by the recent natural disasters, and we're going to do our part in raising money to go to Baptist men that will be working directly in relief efforts. So that's going to be a big night, June the 4th, from 5 until 7, right here in College Park. We're inviting the community to come. We're working on it, trying to be outside. We haven't worked out all those details yet under a big tent, but we are working on it. It's going to be a big night just to bring family and friends and support a great cause on June the 4th. Speaking of that, I want to recognize Barbara.
Thank you, Jeff. I have two announcements to make. June 4th, you already know what's happening. We're having a concert and cookout to raise money for... Cool. North Carolina Baptist Men Disaster Relief. At the same time as we have that benefit and cookout, we're going to have a missions fair. A lot of people, particularly new members, but even old members, say, Well, what do you guys do at College Park? What do you guys do for the community? Well, it's time for us to find out. So in the glass hallway outside Smith Hall, I've put up some little sheets. If you are a volunteer for crisis control, write your name on that sheet. If you're a volunteer for Samaritan Soup Kitchen or Samaritan Inn, write your name on that sheet. If you're a volunteer for something that there's no sheet, there are some blank sheets on a table. If you'll write down the name of your ministry, and actually I've already thought about Habitat for Humanity. I didn't think of that one. So that one's not up there yet, but it will be. But if there's another ministry that you're doing or a service that you're doing, it doesn't have to be a ministry. If you're working with the American Cancer Society or the Diabetes Association or the Arts Council or the whatever, whatever you volunteer for, we want to get a list of who is volunteering and where. So if you will put it on these sheets, leave, if you do a blank one, you know, make your own, just leave it on the table and I will put that up on the wall this coming week. And that way we'll have a collection of who is doing what. And new members or old members might want to ask you a few questions about it. In addition, on June 4th, we have our missions fair, and we would like to have an information table for these services that we're doing. So if you volunteer at Crisis Control, and you've written your name on the little sheet, if you are willing to ask the people at Crisis Control to give you information to put on a table and have that table on display during the concert, please put that on the top line so that you can line up to have a table. Ministries that have a promotion department already have all the stuff. If you're with a smaller organization that doesn't have any stuff, it might be a little bit more trouble. But for a lot of them, it's just a phone call, and they'll bring in the table. But we would like to get these names collected and noted, and then the table set up for June the 4th. In addition, I want to make a change gears, a different announcement. This one is about our summer mission project. Those of you who are new might hear people talking about mountain outreach. We're not doing mountain outreach. We are doing a summer mission project that we're going to call the HOME Project. H-O-M-E stands for Hands-On Missions Efforts. We can apply that to our summer building project as well as other local projects. So we're going to start the HOME Project. I've put up a bulletin board. Your sign-up sheet is there for you to sign up if you can go. As the weeks go on, there will be more sign-up sheets for people, for what furniture you might could give for this home, for what food you might want to bring. The fund is open, and you can donate any time. Market, summer mission, house building, home project, they'll figure it out. Roger Jones would like to announce that his birthday and Melba's birthday are both in the coming week. And if you want to give him a birthday present, you can make a donation to the Summer Mission Project, and he will appreciate it. So if you would like to remember Roger Jones or Melba Jones, you could make a donation in their honor to the Summer Mission Project. Our house this year will be built for a woman named Beatrice House. Her last name is House. So it's a house for Mrs. House. And she's an older woman, but her house has been condemned. It's in very, very bad shape. It's going to be torn down, and it's full of asbestos, so the tearing down is a whole project of its own. But we're going to replace her house with a clean and healthy place for her to live. And she is so excited. She said that she has been praying and praying and praying for this, and God's timing is that College Park will build her a house. And those of you who haven't seen it, we get it done in 5 days. And we will take 100 people. So if you're new to the church, make sure you sign up to do that. The sign-up sheets are in the lobby. Thank you. Oh, our Summer Mission Project Fund, our goal is $26,000. And we already have $20,000. That's awesome.
That doesn't mean stop giving, right? That means keep on giving. Let's get to that goal soon. So that's all that happens on June the 4th. Then June the 5th is Graduate Sunday. We're recognizing all of our high school and post-high school graduates. I'd like to get that information in by June the 1st. So if you could email me about that, make sure that we recognize your graduate. That would be very helpful. I want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We appreciate you coming to worship today. And we pray God is going to bless you in a special way. We would like to give something to you. If you're an usher, the ushers are coming down the aisles. If you're a guest, just raise your hand right where you are. The ushers will recognize you. They'll give you a packet of information. The packet will be a letter from our pastor, as well as a little bit of the story of College Park and the newsletter that tells you what's happening in the life of our church. So thank you for being here this morning. It is time for us to worship. It's what we were built to do. In fact, Scripture tells us that when we get to heaven, there's a word that we'll say over and over and over and over again. Holy. You say that with me? Holy. Say it again. Holy. One more time. Holy is the Lord Almighty. He is here, and we are to worship Him. So don't sit there and watch the people who come and play and sing. Worship together. Let this be a time of active worship. Let us worship together. Thank you.
To God give the glory. Let us continue our worship with a responsive reading. And I need you to pay attention because we're going to do this a little bit different this morning. Usually we start out with a leader with the words. This morning we're going to start out with all of us leading the words. So I need you and myself to read the bold print, and I will respond with the finer print. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. Come, thou Almighty King, help us thy name to sing. Help us to praise Father, all glorious, or all victorious. Come and reign over us, Ancient of Days.
God has ascended among shouts of joy, the Lord among the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our God, sing praises.
Come, thou incarnate word, gird on thy mighty sword. Our prayer attend, come and thy people bless, and give thy word success, Spirit of holiness. On us descend.
For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him
a song of praise. Come, Holy Comforter, thy sacred witness bear in this glad hour. Thou who almighty art, now rule in every heart and ne'er from us depart, Spirit of power.
God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne.
To thee, great one in three, the highest praises be hence evermore. Thy sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore. Will you join me in prayer as we continue worship? Lord, you are a God and our Creator. You have bestowed upon us this earth for us to nurture and care for. We are thankful. You give us this day to worship. We come before you today, lift praises to you, sing how great thou art, O Holy One. You are truly holy. When we stumble each day, you pick us back up. You seek us and nurture us. You care for us. And it's only because of your love. We come today and lift up praises from many voices, of many talents. From bells to vocal, speaking. We have this time of silence where we speak to you. And more importantly, Lord, we listen to you. Lord, forgive me when I have not put you first this week. When I have not answered the call that you've given me. Lord, as we lift our praises, whether young or old, for the ones listening, let them sing in their hearts. Let them open their mouth if desired. Bring us together in your spirit. Help us to remember last Sunday when the youth led us in the theme, reflectiveness. Help us to reflect from you what you would have us hear. Help us to praise you earnestly today. Holy.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. And when through the woods and forest glades I wander, I hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, I hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my saving God, to thee. how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think God, his son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? And then I shall bow in humble adoration and dare proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Thank you.
our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms, he carries them all day long. Praise him, praise him. Tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. For our sins, he suffered and bled and died. He is our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus, the crucified. Sound his praises. Jesus, who bore our sorrows, love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Thank you. wonderful. This Calvary covers it all. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. And isn't it sad that some days we can't remember that? That you know, that God, victory in Jesus. We sing that old, one of those old ones that we love to sing. And I couldn't come up here without talking about our music ministry, obviously. Today is the day that we celebrate music. The hymnists that have penned the words that sometimes express the feelings and the emotions that we just don't know how to express. But we come here or we sit at home and we look at the hymns and we're able to say, that's how I feel. Yeah, God, that's how I feel. And it's just so wonderful that this church can support a program of ministry of music, and that we can go places and share that. We can come here and go away bolstered and affected by the power of the music, the gift of music that God gave us. The youth said it here, so freely we received, freely to give. That's where we come to this point now, is to dedicate ourselves, our finances, our time, our efforts, our trust, or whatever, everything we have that we need to bring back to the altar. You'll pray with me. Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much for the gift of music. We thank you for the gifts of joy, the gifts of people that we can come together and share. We pray that you will help us as we go through our lives to remember that Calvary covers it all, to remember that you gave for us, and now we give back what little we can. Pray that you will bless us as we do this, bless us as we go our way, that we can share with others throughout the world. It's in Jesus' holy name. Thank you.
King of the ages by angels adored. Power and authority, splendor and dignity, bow to his mastery, Jesus is Lord. Child of our destiny, God from eternity, love of the Father on sinners outpoured. See now what God has done, sending his only Son, Christ the Beloved One, Jesus is Lord. Savior of Calvary, costliest victory, darkness defeated and Eden restored. Born as a man to die, nailed to a cross on high, cold in the grave to die, Jesus is Lord. Source of all sovereignty, light, immortality, life everlasting and heaven assured. So with the ransomed, we praise him eternally, Christ in his majesty, Jesus is Lord.
Thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Be seated, please.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's R-A-M-O-N @collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.